Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of May 2017, and this is the 581st Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a very grey day today. It's sort of mizzly and quite cold. I'm really rugged up. Got a scarf and a jumper and a coat and my walking boots and a hat. And I'm standing at the top of some steps going down to the Hobart Rivulet. I realised that I was always taking you on the same walk, or almost always, and that my walks very seldom vary. But this morning I was listening or watching, sort of watching, listening, both really, to a walk that one of you created, Judy, along a canal bank and through some woods and a field. And I realised that what I was really missing from the walks that I do was water. So today I've decided to go into town a very long way round, and so I've kind of come over a hill, and I'm coming down the other side to a rivulet, the Hobart Rivulet, and really the nicest walk is going right at the bottom, but the city is walking left. And I think, just because of time constraints, that maybe I shouldn't go very far to the right. Anyway, I'm just going down the steps to there. There are a great many steps. I think I'm about halfway down, and I would say there are about 30 left, so maybe about 50 steps. Just going down through next to these two green patches. One's a field, really, and there used to be a donkey in it, but not for quite a while. And on the other side, I have taken you down these steps before, because I remember talking to you about the oak tree that's here, that's the mother oak tree of the one that's in my garden, because this is the route I used to take to the university. But last time I came down this way, I wasn't going into town. So here I am. After not having the writer's cave on Tuesday night, I did feel a bit deprived of it, even though it was so good to have had that rest. But then this member of our Hexenschuss group suggested that we maybe do some online simultaneous writing. And so last night, one of the members of this writing group and I spent an hour writing, and it was fabulous. It really helped. So I'm hoping that we can do that more often. It really gives me a wriggle on, even though it means it's quite late for me. It's in the evening. So maybe I need to continue with these early morning starts. I'm just wondering whether I'm on the right track. I think I am. I don't want to find that I'm on private property. I might do. There's a very well made track a bit further up, and then there's this that looks as if it's once maybe been a house and then pulled down. It's concrete and lots of leaves, much more interesting than a made path. I think I'm going to continue and see what happens. Yes, it looks as if there's some public space just ahead. But I do need to be a bit careful here because it's certainly not... Yes, the concrete just suddenly stops and then you come crashing down if you're not looking where you're going, if you're talking into a machine instead. There are some lovely benches around here. I'm just wondering whether I can take a photograph while I'm talking or whether that's going to completely throw out the recorder. There are a couple of plaques here that look a bit like commemoration plaques. They're in Japanese, so I'm not sure what they mean. They've got a persimmon tree growing up next to them, and another tree as well. I don't know what the other one is. So definitely not native to here. But it's quite a nice space. I'm not so sure about I'm just trying to think about whether I can do this. I think I probably can. Yes, I think that's okay. Just see if I can get back to you. Make sure. Yes, it's still working. And there's some more commemorations. Okay. This is not Japan, it's Korea. And it was a day, actually it was on my birthday that something happened here. Anyway, there's a big commemoration. So I imagine that they've created this space. That's a bit unexpected. I certainly didn't think that I would find that walking along here. So I am on the rivulet at the moment. It's quite sluggish. We haven't had much. I know it's sort of mizzling at the moment, but we haven't had a lot of proper heavy rain. I wonder if that was... Maybe you didn't hear me say that. There's not much water in the rivulet at the moment. So it's hard to hear, but maybe if I get closer, you'll be able to hear it. When you go the other way, up this path, you go past the female factory where women prisoners were kept during the convict period in before the 1850s, and they were sent to this place both either as a place of punishment or a place to be before they were assigned as servants to settlers everywhere. It was a sort of holding station. So you go past that. It's just in ruins at the moment. And if you go further along still, there's a large brewery that's been there for a very long time. It was built by someone, a very early settler. And then you get to the mountain, Mount Wellington, which is where we sometimes get snow. I'm just looking down into the creek. It's not very aesthetic. I can see a bicycle dump there and some other rubbish. Well, other rubbish, some rubbish. I don't know if the bicycle's rubbish. I've been thinking, I know I'm running on two parallel tacks here. One's the walk and one is thinking about this spending time online with people when, or working online with people. And what is it? Well, not what is it, but how best to organise it. For me, working online usually means that it has to be in the evening to coincide with other people. But I'm also wondering how I can engineer it so that I have a morning commitment as well. I think for me that is really the best way to go. It also makes me not quite so dependent on the writer's cave to get a good writing week in. I know last time that it was cancelled, I really floundered during the whole week. It's getting busier along here, and it really is, it's a very nice stretch. I can see why it's busier. I might just try and see if I can take another photo. So I'm nearly at the end of this little detour. I'm just on my way to have a little work session with my sister. I think I'll probably do it in the tower, which is always quiet, or I might go into a cafe. And then I'm going to visit a friend in hospital, and then I have a meeting at the cathedral. I always feel like something out of Barchester Towers when I do that, some character in it. So a few things on, but not a late night tonight. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that you've been able to be engaged with it, and if not, that you can find a way that that engagement is made easier for you. Whether it's through support, the support of others, even in silence, whether it's just creating a space that is really conducive to whatever it is that you're wanting to do. or whether you have some secret recipe for managing it well. Thank you very, very much for listening today. As you can hear, I'm getting close to a main street. I really hope, no, not hope, I look forward to, I will definitely talk to you again on Friday after Murmurs of Mole Day. Whoa, it's a bit of a rush hour time. Our school's out, I think that's what it is. So, bye for now.